According to new research, a staggering 26 million of us risk heading into 2011 still paying off Christmas because we're borrowing money on credit cards, loans or hire purchase, or we're only using December's pay packet to fund the festivities. However, the research also shows a large number of us actually do have good intentions, though, by adopting thrifty measures from previous generations. So to discuss this, I'm joined by Professor Karen Pine, the author of Sheconomics, a guide to help you master your money, to find out how to have a savvy Christmas this year. Karen, how worrying are these figures, which show we're planning to go pretty well into debt this Christmas?
Well, these figures came from research by Money Made Clear, and what they show is that one in five of us will need to borrow money to fund the festivities this year. Now, borrowing isn't such a shocking fact of life nowadays, is it? We live in a cashless society, and more people live on credit. It's becoming a bit of a way of life. But the key is to borrow sensibly. And as we know, getting into debt and having heavy debts over Christmas can be very stressful, as if we haven't got enough to cope with at that time of year. So I think what's more worrying was the finding from the research that 34% of us will rely on our December pay packet to fund all the festivities. Now, that's got to be quite a big pay packet, hasn't it? And what was worrying from it, I think, is that people have then got to get through to the end of January until they get paid again. And I think it's in the new year that people do risk going into debt and they suddenly find they can't cope with the bills.
Now, that's because there's an awful lot of pressure to make Christmas better each year. And even though we're in tough economic times, it can be hard organising that, can't it?
I think it can be, and I think there is a pressure to sort of be this perfect family, having this wonderful media image of what a glorious Christmas should be, you know, shiny happy people and the twinkling tree where none of the lights fade and none of the decorations drop off. So we are under a bit of pressure, and I think the key is that though people want to make it great for all the family, that doesn't necessarily involve spending a lot of money. In fact, from this research, more than a quarter of people said that they do find it stressful, and two-thirds said, let's take the emphasis off all the advertising, all the things on the TV that start around November and get the kids all hyped up. A lot of people said they'd like to see less of that.
Now, that sort of frugal spirit is also reflected in the fact that there's a bit of a return to old-fashioned values, isn't there?
Yes, it was very interesting how the research showed that people are harking back to those old ways of saving money and tips from Christmas past, including things like cooking more meals from scratch, eating out less, making jams and chutneys and getting the children involved. So lots of old-fashioned ideas, as I mentioned, homemade gifts or even using second-hand gifts or re-gifting. That's become a bit of a trend now, especially if you call things vintage or retro. It seems that we can get away with it more. So more than, in fact, 4 out of 10 people prefer this old-style Christmas.
What tips have you got for harking back to the old days? Have you got any advice?
Well, I've got lots of tips off the Money Made Clear website, actually, and they do suggest things like making meals from scratch and using up leftovers, perhaps having dinner at home rather than going out to a pub or a restaurant. Writing a list or planning in advance seems to be the real key to budgeting sensibly, so that you know how much you're going to spend and even set a limit. So perhaps agree with all the family that you won't go over £10, £20, whatever it is that's in your budget, so that you're less likely to blow the budget at the last minute with those impulse buys.
And of course, there are modern ways of being a bit more thrifty these days in terms of sort of these kind of vouchers that are out there, taking advantage of the sales, I'm presuming.
Yeah, absolutely. Comparison websites, of course, we all have now. So make great use of those and really shop around if you're buying something to get the best price. You mentioned voucher codes. Those are also very useful for people getting discounts. And the website I mentioned at Money Made Clear, they have a cutback calculator where you can actually put in one of your everyday expenses, or perhaps buying a newspaper or buying lunch at work, and it will tell you how much you can save in December if you don't do that. So if you take sandwiches instead of buying lunch out, you might, for example, save between £30 and £40. That could fund the turkey and a few of the trimmings, for example.
Well, some really good practical tips and advice on how to save some money this Christmas. Karen Pine, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.